SBS Radio.
This is an important step for any of the major parties to take. I think this is important that we start doing justice reinvestment. We spend so much money on locking people up and very little on prevention, and I think that this is one of those great steps that a party has taken, so I congratulate them for doing that.
Yeah, but this is on a federal level. On a state level, we've seen a state already take a step in this direction. That was, ACT showing leadership in this field.
Yeah, I think that, and we've also got the justice reinvestment at Bourke as well. So we can see that there is a start going. We're getting some traction with talking about the importance of investing in these kids at a very young age. We know that these kids in this system, this is the wrong place. We shouldn't be locking. This is a better country than locking kids up at 10 years of age.
This is something that has been going on for many years. The UN has recommended to change this. And just the end of last year, we saw one of the COAG meetings of Attorney Generals was about to convene. There was a call to all COAG governments to actually work on something. And instead of taking a decision, they decided to set up a committee to start studying this thing. And in a year and a half, they'll deliver their
2 years.
Their findings.
That's a very long-winded way about doing this work, and we're saying this needs to happen now. We've got as many as 60 kids in police lockups, and that's unacceptable. The detention centres in Queensland are full, and now they're locking the kids up in police lockups, places where the kids was never meant to be in the first place. One, the police have never done training to look after kids. Two, the police lockups was never built for kids. That was built for hardened criminals. And, Queensland's in a disarray of what they're doing with our kids up there.
This move by the ALP declaring that they will finally look into justice reinvestment on a federal level. What if it's just an electoral promise? And after the elections, they'll have other priorities and other things to worry about.
We can only take people at their word, and this is a step in the right direction. There is a lot of other things that's got to be done. The Commonwealth government's got to bring all the states in line to raise the age to 14. That's the first step that any government's got to do when they come into this country, because we know that locking kids up under the age of 14 is wrong. Internationally it's wrong, and nationally it's wrong here as well, and we shouldn't be doing that. Having 10-year-old kids in that prison system is wrong. And we know the detrimental effect that this has on our kids over a long period of time. These kids, if we start locking them up at 10 years of age, guess where they're going to be when they're 20?
Yeah, the statistics show that they are three times more likely actually to end up in jail as well as they go into adulthood.
Yep. Yeah, it's the university of crime. And we've got all these kids doing their apprenticeships in there to be criminals. And, this is what we've got to get the prison system to understand, that locking kids up, there's no advantage in doing it. Helping the kids diversion, we talk about prevention and diversion. The Northern Territory Royal Commission identified this, and to receive better support and services needed for community-based alternatives, to support families, wraparound services to support families. These are the things, community-led programs within their communities, these are the things that make effect to stop kids from going back into that system. Yet we can't bring ourselves to do that.
Yeah, the recommendations were pretty clear after the commission and the issues at the Dondale. And Dondale was in the news again with disturbances at the end of last week.
We have not learnt too much. We put all that money into that Royal Commission, and once again, it's a Royal Commission that's collecting dust. They need to implement those recommendations. These kids are already in trouble when they go in there. This is no place to put troubled kids. These kids need services to address their problems, not prison officers.
No prison officers. There's a knee-jerk reaction every time something happens in communities. You hear all hot-headed people in politics saying, oh, we need to take tough measures, tough-on-crime approaches. And this is a very popular thing in the media and in the community, regardless of the consequences on human beings and long-term effects on the society, actually.
I think they don't understand the long-term effects this has on them families and those kids that are in that system, and all they're doing is making them worse by putting them in that system. Until they can work that out, I think they will keep doing it. But, you know, we can only come up with these suggestions, the importance of raising the age to 14, Indigenous-led solutions, diversion and prevention. They're the most important things that need to happen in this.
After Labor, maybe other parties will come on board, because we've seen the Greens, especially Mr. Shoebridge, always campaigning and asking for change. He seems to be the most active politician on this scene, and now Labor has come on board.
Yeah, I think that the Greens have come up with, they're saying raise the age to 14, and that's, you know, that's the international standard, and that's what the other two parties have got to come up with as well.
Yeah, but when we talk about international standard, Australia seems to just follow the US and the UK. Those are the only, you know, seem to be the only references that we go by, whether it's the coalition or Labour. If the US and the UK are doing this, then that must be good. That's the model we'll follow.
Look, I think that international standards is that 14 is the minimum age, and I think that Australia needs to raise its standards to the international standard, and I think that's very important for us as a country to do. And Amnesty's been calling for the Amnesty International has been calling for them to do that for quite some time now.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.